The State Department of Natural Resources has granted Usabelli a permit for a new coal mine in the Healy area. The Jumbo Dome mine site is on leased state land near where the company has long operated its Two Bull Ridge mine. Usabelli Vice President of Planning Keith Walters says the company needs more resource to ensure production capacity beyond Two Bull Ridge.
Even though we've got, you know, there's 15 or 20 years left in that mine, we need to ensure that our customers have got coal after that.
Usabelli currently sells about 1 million tons of coal annually to power plants in the interior and exports another million tons to Korea, Chile, and Japan. Walter says the added production capacity provided by Jumbo Dome could provide for expanded export.
Chile, Korea, and Japan can expand. They can take more coal. And there's also a huge demand in China and all along the Asian, Pacific Rim.
Walter says no deals have been made to sell additional coal. The DNR permit covers extraction of up to 3 million tons of coal per year over 30 years from the 3,200-acre site northeast of Healy. Additional federal and state permits are still pending. DNR Coal Program Manager Russell Kirkham says the primary environmental concern with an open pit mine is runoff.
The biggest issue with surface mining is usually sediment discharge, water quality issues. So sediment ponds are designed to contain any kind of runoff from the mine. So the first phase of the project would be to put the sediment control measures in place.
Several environmental groups provided comments on the recently granted DNR permit. The Fairbanks-based Northern Alaska Environmental Center signed in support of the comments written by the environmental law firm Trustees for Alaska. Pete Dronkers is the center's mining expert.
Seems like the Parnell administration is kind of on a path to streamline the permitting process, and this might be what we're looking at in the long term here when we look at permit streamlining or so-called streamlining efforts. Trustees was able to point out some pretty technical and important things on the DNR permit that definitely need to be addressed.
The state has responded to all the environmental groups' comments. Dronker says the groups can ask for a review hearing. He says he does not expect any legal action, but broader concerns about coal will remain.
I don't see any litigation coming down the pipe right now, but it is so important to stress again and again that coal is not our future. And there are much better and cleaner ways to get electricity. It's just a dying industry.
Dronker says the groups favor investment in fossil fuel alternatives like wind energy. Golden Valley Electric, a big Healy coal consumer, is pursuing its own major wind generation project near Healy. But Dronker says private wind power projects in Delta Junction and Fire Island near Anchorage should also be pursued to help wean the interior off coal dependence.